Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Mike welcome and Carla back, Morning Show.
Thank you very
You're
much.
Very welcome.
Thank you.
Did you have was it a nice amount of time off? Was
you know
it
what?
Good to have the extra days?
It was.
Good.
It actually
good.
Was. I don't think it never hurts to have a few extra days around the weekend off.
No, so. That's really nice. And you took it, you know what? It was that crazy 4th of July. It was all just dumb.
I hate to go back, but I will tell you honestly, on our 4th of July, the fireworks kind of stopped at about 10:30.
Okay, that's good.
Which
that's
I didn't
good.
Think was that bad. I
no,
know
it's
other
not
neighborhoods,
bad.
They went on all night.
I think they're still going on in my neighborhood, actually.
Really?
Man alive. Yeah, but I will say that it didn't. It went on, but it didn't seem like as much
right.
this time, which was kind of nice. I don't know why. I don't know if it was hot. I don't know. But it seemed a little better this
And it
time
was
around.
Nice to see people sweep up their stuff.
Yeah, that's always
The next
nice.
Morning, it was all swept up, and our neighborhood looked pretty good. So
okay, all right. But you took it in. You were able to see some somewhere.
I did.
Okay, good.
We did. We had a good time. Jody's son was in town
good.
For the big UFC fight over the weekend.
Oh, that's right. That was quite the... I'm not into it, but I know that was... It was quite a
right.
big deal. Quite a big fight.
Big fan fest.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I don't. It just hurts me.
Yeah.
It just hurts me.
I don't
to,
get it either, but.
I don't know.
All right. Everybody else okay?
Yeah. You guys okay?
Okay. Everybody's
seems
okay.
Seems good. Yes.
This is the weather for the next 3 days and probably the next 30. Partly to mostly cloudy, chance for showers and thunderstorms.
Okay.
107 the high today, 101 tomorrow. It's only about 92. It was kind of weird yesterday, that cloud cover that came in.
Oh, and this
and then
morning,
kind of
too.
Blew out, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, humidity stinky. Is high for us.
Oh, it really is. It's just
yesterday, up
out
to
there.
About 25%, which is a little sticky considering triple
yeah,
digits.
So. I know.
Right. So we'll see if we can survive today.
We'll be good.
All right. Carla has her first take on some entertainment news coming up.
Oh, a $10 million winner take all death match in golf.
In golf. Death match. Heard about this. Details on that, plus some other stories coming up after Journey and Lights.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, that hottie Zac Efron, he's under fire for an Instagram picture he sent out. He has dreadlocks now, and people are saying, oh, it's just insulting, and it's offensive, and he shouldn't have done that. I whatever.
I know.
They say it's like, I don't know why it's offensive, and I get it that people get upset, but whatever. But I don't.
About that.
I know. Get upset at Baywatch. Watch him in Baywatch. You want to get upset?
Yes.
At something bad and offensive? How about Baywatch?
They could have used that money for charity somewhere.
Yes, they could have.
All the money they raised to do that movie.
Oh, man. No kidding. Oprah Winfrey. Now, she had an interview with Vogue magazine, and she mentioned that she had Googled herself for the very first time recently. Wasn't bad.
I am so impressed with myself. This is what I didn't know, that I was first African-American self-made billionaire. Did not know that. Donated more to charity in the 20th century than any other African-American.
Wow. How about you, Mike?
I did that. I Googled myself over the weekend. That's how bored I was.
Okay.
And I'm not even close. I just have done nothing.
Yeah. It's interesting, by
it's
the way.
It's sad, in fact.
Well, tell me about it. I know. It's like that. That's not even me. That's a different Carla Ray. She's a realtor. Why
and what did you say? Everybody should Google themselves.
Everyone should. To type your name in one day and just see what comes up. It may be something on you. It may be something on somebody else with the exact same name.
Right.
But it's really interesting. They say you should actually do that like every couple months. Just to see what comes up, like you know, in case there are any problems.
Right.
You can find out about identity theft. Sometimes it helps with that. And golf legends Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson, they're going to go head-to-head in a $10 million winner-take-all death match. Now, it's unclear exactly when it will happen, but Golf.com says it almost happened last week. They just couldn't get it together in time. Mickelson says, bring it. He says, I don't know if he has something against me or not, but I think it would be fun.
I think they did in the beginning.
Yeah.
They weren't the best of friends,
right.
Didn't like each other. But
yeah.
As you grow older,
right.
You find out that things really don't matter as much as you thought.
I think this is cool, and I will totally tune this in. I hope this happens, and I hope it happens soon. And also, just a big happy birthday to Ringo Starr. He turned 78 years old on Saturday. 78 years old.
Sir Ringo Starr.
Yes, he is Sir Ringo Starr. He is, people, he's almost 80. Okay? Ringo is almost 80 years old.
Wow
is right. That is my painfully deep take for this hour. If you miss anything, you can always get caught up on our podcasts. They are fabulous. They are better than we are.
You had mentioned Sir Ringo Starr's 78th birthday.
Yes.
78. Even he was the oldest Beatle, by the way.
Yeah, he was.
Still is.
Yeah.
But very busy. Even at the age of 78, he's still very busy.
Nothing will be signed after the 20th of October. I'm warning you with peace and love, but I have too much to do. Peace and love. Peace and love.
Too much to do.
Love.
But he's still doing the peace and love thing,
yep.
So that's what I like.
Peace and love. Peace and love.
Ringo Starr, 78 years old. Top five movies at the box office over the weekend. Sicario at number five. The First Purge at number four. Number three, Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom. Incredibles 2 at number two. You saw that movie.
I loved it. Loved
you
it.
You thought it was good.
Loved it. As good as the first one, truly.
And the new number one movie, Ant-Man and the Wasp.
I want to see this.
$76 million at the box office. And that's up from the original Ant-Man, which only made $57.2 million back in... 2015.
Yeah, I know you, John, did you see Ant-Man?
I did not.
It's a really good movie, and it's funny. It's really funny. Paul Rudd plays Ant-Man.
I got caught up in a movie last night. I just watched it briefly. Captain America Civil War or something,
okay.
Where Ant-Man was in it with Paul Rudd.
Oh, yeah.
And it seemed pretty funny. But the movie I really got stuck on over the weekend. And I don't know why I haven't seen the whole thing, but The Blob with Steve McQueen.
The original Blob
from 1958 on Turner Classic Movies.
Yeah.
Steve McQueen. And do you remember who his love interest was?
No.
In The Blob? Steve McQueen. It was Helen Crump
from Andy Griffith.
Andy Griffith.
Huh.
I go,
wow.
Tony, it's Miss Crump.
It's Miss Crump. It's the teacher.
And she was the love interest of Steve McQueen.
Funny.
By the way, the troubled teen who led the gang of teenagers.
Sure,
and nobody
could
trust him because he was the troublemaker, but saved the whole town from the blob. So,
I know at the time, my mom used to talk about all those movies at the time, you know, the Boris Karloff and all that. It was like, oh, they were so frightening at the time. She said we were, you know, obviously we were kids and oh, my God. And,
yeah.
And then she had seen something years later and said, it's awful.
Yeah.
Just awful.
Yeah, it was awful.
Yeah, The Blob. What were those other bigger, larger than like Attack of the 50-Foot Woman and Attack of the Killer Tomatoes.
And the list goes on.
Yeah.
But I guess you got to start somewhere, and that's where.
We're doing a movie called The Blob.
Steve McQueen and I'm sorry, I don't know her real name. I just know her as Miss Crump.
Yeah, it was like a French name. I have to bring her up again.
Look that up. But
I will. Yeah, Helen Crump, if you remember her on the Andy Griffith Show.
Check out The Blob. 1958.
Oh, my God.
What a great movie. But there you go. Top five movies at the box office over the weekend. Partly to mostly cloudy. Chance for showers. Thunderstorms today. High 107, about 93 now. What is the most heroic moment you've ever been in?
Oh, I have one.
Do you?
I do.
We're going to talk about that after you two. 96.3. What is the most heroic moment you've ever found yourself in? We're talking about, like, this story about a Starbucks barista.
Man. Yeah, she delivered a baby over the weekend up in Tacoma, Washington. And the woman literally was walking outside. She went inside and said, whoa, I think I'm having a baby. I need some help.
Mm-hmm.
Rochelle Reams is her name. She said, come on out, lay her down. And
all of a sudden, there's a baby.
It just happened.
Here's Rochelle talking about it.
I wanted to put towels underneath her hips, and so I asked her to lift up her hips so I could put the towels underneath. And as soon as she lifted up her hips, the baby came out right into my arm.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Okay. And then she spelled her name wrong on the cup. But aside from that. Oh, my gosh.
The most amazing heroic moment you've ever found yourself in.
Yeah.
Because I'll be honest with you, I would have peed my pants.
I don't think I could have done. I don't. I did something years ago.
What was it?
But I, believe it or not, this was at a bar in Reno. Black Angus used to be quite a hangout.
Right.
You know? And a guy, he fell over. And I think he had a heart attack. I got a call, actually, afterwards. And he went down, and nobody knew what to do. And I had just, in a class, I had to take a CPR class. And I gave him CPR. I had to do the compressions and all of that. And it's terrible, because I'd had a couple drinks. It was like, I did know what I was doing, though. And I thought,
but you saved the guy's life.
Yes, I didn't. I was like,
that's amazing.
I hope I don't have to give mouth to mouth or anything like that, because I didn't. For some reason, that would have been odd, but I did. I did the compressions, and the ambulance got there, the paramedics, pretty quick.
You never told me this. You saved somebody's life.
Yeah, this was, I mean, I was like 22, probably.
After a couple of beers, you do some...
I got it. I'm good. I know CPR.
702-739-9636. Maybe it's CPR. Maybe it's delivering a baby.
Oh,
the most heroic moment you've ever found yourself in. Text or call. We'd love to hear about it. 723. We're talking about that heroic moment that you found yourself in. 702-739-9636. Young lady, a barista at Starbucks.
Yeah.
Actually found this woman walks in and she says, I think I'm giving birth. They take her outside, lay her down, get some towels, and before you know it, there comes a baby.
Oh my gosh. Well, Sharon says, you know, this may not be an amazing heroic thing, but I was driving home for lunch one day, saw a toddler walking down my street alone, nobody with her, nobody around, and she was on the street, not on the sidewalk. I recognized her as one of my neighbor's daughters.
Yeah.
So, you know, I took her home. They had no idea she'd gotten out of the house, though.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's kind of heroic, Sharon. That's
a big deal. I would
say
so.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Now, Caitlin says, I was only about 13 years old, walking home from school with a few friends of mine and a couple of younger kids.
Mm-hmm.
Like a few years younger, were beating up on someone their own age. It's the first time I'd ever seen something like
this.
So me and my two friends jumped in, got them off this little boy, got his backpack that they had thrown over a fence in the pond, harassed them a little bit, but walked him home. He tried so hard not to cry, but he cried so hard, and I felt so bad for him. To this day, I think about it. I'm now 23.
Yeah.
So, wow. Okay.
Amazing stories.
It is. And one other one. Tommy says, I work as a lifeguard every summer. I've done this for several years, and last summer we had a kid who went in the pool and was very briefly in and took in a lot of water, and it was pretty bad, and I had to perform CPR, and I had to do mouth-to-mouth, and he was okay. And
see,
yeah, I know.
I don't know if I could do any of that stuff.
I know.
All right, we have some people on the phone talking about helping to give birth. Take those calls here in a couple of minutes. It's Journey, any way you want it. 734, talking about that barista in Tacoma, Washington, help a woman give birth. Just put some blankets underneath her, and before you know it, a baby's popping out, and she's the hero.
It was like seconds that this all happened.
Has this ever happened to you? Katie's on the phone. Katie, what's your story?
I know somebody I used to work with who had a baby on a picnic table at her work.
What?
I guess she just, I mean, I didn't work there when she did it, but I guess she was just at work and she was having some pain or whatever, and she went outside to sit down and just had a baby.
Wow.
I guess they called the emergency room and or called the ambulance and she delivered it before they got there. Her and I guess another coworker.
So it happens, I guess.
We don't know anybody who's ever done that.
Never have I encountered this. I don't know anyone who's dealt with this either.
Carrie, what about you? What's your story?
My mom actually gave birth to me and my twin sister in the back seat of a car on the way to the hospital.
What?
My dad didn't want to sit and wait forever because it took 13 hours for my brother to be born.
Oh, boy.
So he didn't want to sit and wait in
the
hospital like he did before. So he waited to the last minute to take my mom. And we ended up being born in the backseat of the car on the way to the hospital.
Well, oddly where you were conceived as well, perhaps. I don't know, but...
Plus, there was a game on.
Yeah, that's such a debt. Listen, my opinion, I think that the guys shouldn't be there anyhow. I know women want them in there, but no. Just sit out there and wait.
But in the old days, the dad sat in the waiting room.
Yes, and you wait to give cigars out.
Right. But now, you're right there.
Oh,
you're
please.
In the mix of things. You're cut. The doctor asked me to cut the cord one time.
Oh, see?
And I said, are you serious? I'm paying you. Yeah. You do everything.
That's a doctor yes. thing. I don't want to do that.
I don't want to screw it up. I didn't even scrub up, for that matter.
Oh, all right. Wow.
We got good a girls' man. Night planned out.
We do.
A girls' night out hosted by Carla Rae to go see Gwen Stefani.
Yes!
We're going to fill some chairs. We'll tell you how after Pink Floyd. It's been a while, but we got another girls' night out hosted by our very own Carla Rae.
Yeah.
To go see Gwen Stefani, Zappos Theater, Planet Hollywood during her residency this month.
Yeah, and I want a little enthusiasm, I'll tell you. I don't want this, you know, you're going to see Gwen Stefani. Oh, that's cool. No. Now, I want to know why you need to see Gwen Stefani.
And this would be for one of your sisters.
Yes.
And maybe her daughter, her mom, her aunt, her friend,
sister,
her BFF.
Yeah, her girlfriend. I don't care. But
right.
I want to know why you need to see Gwen. Is it a memory? Is it a song that stands out? I want to know why you need to see Gwen. And I don't want to hear, well, you know, I don't get out very often. I don't... No! No!
I can already
Monday.
Tell John what kind of night it's going to be.
I know. I need to know.
It's going to be video singing.
All right, so text.
Yes.
Text the reason why you need to go see Gwen Stefani and be a part of this GNO with Carla Rae.
Absolutely, and I am not going to randomly generate a winner. I am going to scrutinize these.
Wow.
I am going to pick a winner.
And read between the lines and everything else.
I want someone who is worthy, Mike.
Of a girls' night out.
Of a girls' night out, and that's right, and having cocktails with me and Gwen and the gang.
702-739-9636. That's our text number, and if you've ever heard about these girls' nights out, They're nuts.
They're a blast.
You host a great party.
I do. It's a lot of fun.
And everybody
really
has a good time. Text in why you think you should be a part of this girls' night out to go see Gwen Stefani. 702-739-9636. And then, of course, we'll announce a winner a little bit later on before 8 o'clock.
Okay.
All right. Make sure you include your name, though, so we know who we're calling if we decide you're the winner. So good luck. Okay, we are trying to fill the first two chairs for a girls' night out with Gwen Stefani, and we have a winning text.
Delaney said, I grew up with Gwen Stefani. I remember the first time I heard Hey Baby, I was around 9 years old, knew every word, and I loved that she was such a tomboy and always seemed like one of the boys. She taught me that it's okay to be a little different.
We have Delaney on the phone. We just read your text. You are a winner.
Stop! Oh, my God. I'm so excited. That's awesome. My sister's visiting from Germany, and, if I could take her, that would be amazing.
I don't know how long she's here for. This is for July 20th. This is, 2 weeks from this past Friday.
Oh, my God. That's awesome. Yeah, she'll be here.
Excellent.
Yay, I'm so excited. Oh, my God.
You're filling the first chairs of this girls' night out with Gwen Stefani. It's going to be over at the Zappos Theater, Planet Hollywood. The tickets are from the Kelair Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. And it's all a part of the 96 Days of Summer. Delaney, thank you so much for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Thank you. I'm so excited. Thank you so much.
Boy, take off a couple of days. You know, you had just gotten tattoos.
I know.
And now our summer intern, Alex, comes in with her ear pierced.
And I don't mean ear pierced. I mean, you did a thing. You did a mic up, Alex.
What is that? That's a big rod or something.
Like an industrial barbell?
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Pretty
cool. And who
cool.
took you to do this?
My mom.
Your mom. The mother takes the kid.
Yeah.
Because if you're going to do it, you want it done right, and
well,
you want to make
true.
Sure as a parent. That
but you were saying that she brought you thinking that you might not do this.
You were going to chicken out?
Yeah, that's what she thought. And she kept making faces while the piercer was cleaning the needles, so that I would get scared, but...
So she was almost calling. She thought you were bluffing, and she was going to call your bluff and take you down there and sit you there and say, okay, he's firing up the needle and stuff. Are you sure? And,
that's huge. Yeah. It's huge. It's just huge what he's putting in there. That would be what Mike would be doing now with his daughters.
Oh, I would.
You know, you're going to get MRSA. You're going to get the MRSA. Just telling you right now.
And they're like in their mid-30s.
Yeah, exactly. No, Don't listen to your dad. That's
what do I know?
Yeah, what? I've been around here twice your age.
And look at Alex. Called her bluff.
I know.
Did it hurt?
Yeah.
Well, yes, it really hurt.
Yeah,
did you cry?
No.
You didn't cry?
I almost cried. I teared up. but yeah. I didn't cry.
I teared up. Oh. I love when women say that.
I know.
I didn't cry, but I did tear up a little bit.
Yeah, I know. But guys wouldn't admit that either.
No.
No, man. It was nothing.
Because you couldn't cry because your mom would have said, see,
yeah.
I told you. It hurt, didn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Crying wasn't an option.
Yeah. I bet you yawned a lot on the way home.
I know.
Okay, rub the eyes.
You want to stop somewhere, Alex? No.
I'll just ride in the back and lay down with a towel over my head.
Oh, wow. Oh, that is
I don't know
much.
What's happening with you women
very
now.
I know. We're going wild. Becoming,
you are.
Oh, just becoming ourselves. What is that?
I love it when the mother calls the bluff and nothing happens.
I know. What's going on with you dames?
You broads. Partly to mostly cloudy. Chance for showers and thunderstorms. And I mean that in the most respectful way.
I love it.
107.95 and it's muggy out.
You know what?
Another dose.
I was going to say, you guys may call me a broad anytime you want, okay?
All right. Cara, you have another take on some entertainment news coming up here in minutes.
I do. Interesting. This guy is responsible for about 5% of all of Toronto's annual tourism revenue.
Wow.
Yes.
We're going to find out who that is and more after Styx Renegade.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Arla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
I don't know if you own Facebook stock, but it went up Friday, helping Mark Zuckerberg overtake Warren Buffett to become the world's third richest person. He's now worth, people, $81.6 billion.
Wow.
$81.6 billion.
I can't even comprehend.
I can't either.
What's that bank statement look like?
I know, exactly. Well, this is rather thick, isn't it? Oh, my gosh. Now, he's still, again, behind Jeff Bezos and Bill Gates, but whatever. No, I don't know what he's going to do with that extra cash.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every time you have a little extra cash, your car finds out about it or your house needs something. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. Maybe he'll buy a new hoodie or something like that. Drake. It is Drake, people. He is responsible, they say, for an estimated 5% of all of Toronto's annual tourism revenue. They're talking about $8.8 billion. That's their annual tourism revenue. They say around $440 million worth of tourism dollars that he brings in.
How?
He's huge. He's huge in Canada. He's huge. I mean, he's.
Okay.
So I know. Drake, people.
Well, good
for
him.
Could you imagine, though, being able to say, yeah, I'm about 5% of Vegas's tourism dollars.
But he's not from there, is he? I mean, he doesn't live there.
He is Canadian, isn't he?
Is he?
He is Canadian. Oh. Yeah. I don't know. He doesn't live there. I don't think he lives there anymore, but he's Canadian.
Well, good for him, then.
Yeah, I know. And thanks to a deluxe reissue that just came out, Guns N' Roses, Appetite for Destruction, back in the top 10 for the first time in 29 years.
Really?
Yeah.
It's been 29 years?
29 years. Yeah, yet again. I know. And there's Alex sitting over there with the new ear piercing. 29 years, people. Yes, there is a reissue. And, it's in the top 10 albums.
Huh.
And it has been for a little bit now. Yeah. How about that? So, way to go.
I am. I'm
excellent.
I'm just
company. Oh, it hurts me.
Wow.
I know it. This or Alex's ear?
Everything.
Okay. That is my
favorite. Now you're talking about putting in gauges, which I don't even understand.
No,
but
Lord. We'll explain off the air. That is my painfully deep take for this hour. Oh, if you missed anything or you just want to call Mike and explain some things to him.
What the hell, a gauge?
Just want to send him a message. 96.3KKLZ.com.
836. Here you go. All day long, you have a chance to win a family four-pack of two-day, one-park-per-day tickets to Disneyland from the Keller Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. And then, of course, everybody who wins a family four-pack, you have a chance to win a two-night stay at the Disneyland Resort Hotel. Four three-day, one-park-per-day tickets.
Jeez, man.
I don't even know how we can afford
that's
all this.
That's huge.
So, great.
Wow.
So, we're going to play the new game everybody's talking about, a different version of a game we've played before.
Yes, it is a little different. It's called, the answer is always D.
For Disneyland.
Exactly. Oh.
So, after we get through news, traffic, and weather, we'll open the phone lines, look for caller number 9, and you have a chance to win your family four-pack to Disneyland, qualify for the grand prize. Our number, 702-739-9636, so good luck. You giving away family four packs to Disneyland. We got Jamie on the phone.
Yes.
You have a chance to win.
What?
All right, we're going to play the game. It's called The Answer is Always D.
The answer is always D.
Three out of three, and you're a winner. Here we go. Question number one.
Listen carefully, Jamie. The first Disneyland ticket ever sold at Disneyland, 1955. It sold for A, $2, B, $1.50, C, 50 cents, or D, $1.
D, $1.
That's
yes.
it. A buck, people.
All right, number two.
Until the year 2000, Disney employees were forbidden from doing this. A, eating in public, B, drinking alcohol, C, riding the Matterhorn, or D, growing facial hair.
D, growing facial hair.
Oh, my
yep,
gosh.
I know. They can do it now. One more, Jamie.
You're almost there. Don't blow it.
No. Jamie, Mickey Mouse's original name was A, Marty, B, Manuel, C, Milo, or D, Mortimer.
D, Mortimer.
Yes!
My daughter lets me know that all the time.
What a mouse. Oh, boy.
Yes.
That was my name. I didn't like it.
Well, and then Walt's wife didn't like it either and said, no, you need to change it. So, Mickey, you are very lucky.
Yes, I was.
Yeah, because Mickey's better than Mortimer.
Yes, he is. You're going. You got your family four pack down to Disneyland. Woo! Plus qualify for the grand prize. It's from the Calair Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. And all a part of the 96 Days of Summer.
Awesome.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. Sponsored by CSN, the College of Southern Nevada. Here's some of the elements of a perfect nap, according to a recent survey. It's after a meal or exercising.
Okay.
It's in a dark, cool room with a blanket, only one pillow, with a pet.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And it lasts longer than 20 minutes.
Yes, it does.
Now, see, I'm the total opposite.
Oh,
I could sleep anywhere, but I can only sleep maybe if 10, 15 minutes,
yeah,
and I'm fine.
I'm sorry. There's no naps, which is why I don't take them, because they're sleeps. It's an hour to 2 hours. No.
The police in North Dakota caught a guy who egged more than 20 cars, Carla, at a school last month. The name of the guy behind the eggings was Benedict.
I love this story.
Benedict.
Oh, I love it.
He got caught egging cars.
And his name was Benedict, people.
Benedict.
Eggs. Benedict.
He's in jail now.
Oh, I love that.
He won't be
it.
Doing it for a while.
Well, you know what? People probably picked on him. That's why.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. Hey, ladies, listen up. It is sexy time because Crocs is now selling a high-heeled version of
what?
It.
What?
Oh, my gosh. And they come in very sexy colors, white, gray, and black. Yeah. Got a 3-inch heel on them. They're about $50. They are available right now. Get on out there, gals. Pick up your high-heeled Crocs. Can't wait for somebody to say, oh, God, what are those? Those are really cute. Are those Manolos?
The way you say it is
Jimmy Choo's. No, they're Crocs.
Crocs.
And a historian now claims that Jesus most likely used marijuana. Mike.
What?
Yeah. Well, it's Jesus. It was a few years back. Why not? You know, of the earth, right? There wasn't much there at the time. If it's true, I would have thought maybe the Last Supper would have been a Taco Bell. But no, 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 no. So, I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, I wouldn't know, but I wouldn't be surprised if Jesus was smoking the Mary Jane. I mean, who knows?
Wow.
Right? I know it. Right on, dude. Right on,
there's so
Jesus.
Many ways we could go with this.
Right on, JC.
Yeah.
I know.
Wearing the Crocs.
Well, I mean, come on. He was wearing sandals, mm-hmm. right? The robe, he had the long hair.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. If he wasn't smoking pot, I don't know who was. I mean, come on. I don't know about those. I don't know about the other people at the table. But,
right.
But I think Jesus was like, whatever.
Quit Bogarting.
Exactly.
Quit Bogarting.
Exactly.
Pass down a loaf of bread and the doobie.
You know what? Pass down another loaf of bread, too. I'm hungry. It is Monday. That's your other news.
96.3 KKLZ rolling through the 96 days of summer. A chance to win a family four-pack to Disneyland. Details on our website, 96.3kklz.com. Mike and Carla Morning Show. As we do after every or around as we wrap up the show, we try and do a feel-good story in a feature that we call
Tell Me Something Good.
His name is Peter. Peter Damon, and he's an artist. He turns out about 30 paintings a year, sells them for between $250 and $1,000.
Yeah.
Didn't know if that'd be enough to make ends meet, but he's doing okay. The thing is, he was an Army helicopter in Iraq, and he lost both of his arms.
Oh.
His helicopter blew up. It killed one of his, you know, comrades, basically. Said, I lost my arms above the elbow, and I didn't know what I was going to do. He was an electrician before he went into the Army. How am I going to make ends meet? Well, and he only has a hook, by the way. He doesn't have a prosthetic. He has a hook.
Oh.
And he thought, I better find something to do. He started doing some drawings here and there, and he's turned out to be quite an artist, and he's earning a good living in Massachusetts.
Wow.
Again, I know it. His name, Peter Damon. So look for his artwork. He's done okay. And he says that his best work is still ahead of him.
Good job.
No kidding. What a positive, positive attitude.
That is amazing. Yeah. If you have a good news story you'd like us to read on the air, we want to hear about it. So email it through our website. Go to the Mike and Carla page and submit your good, feel-good story at 96.3kklz.com. We kick off the 96-Minute Morning Music Marathon, sponsored by Big Flex Razors. This summer, join the millions of guys who use Big Flex Razors. Smooth shave, smooth price. Big Flex, looking forward to tomorrow morning.
Man, yeah, what a week. We will have more of those family four-packs, of course, for Disneyland. Be listening all week. I know that is a hot ticket right there, but we will do it all week long. And my girls' night out, July 20th. To see Gwen Stefani, we will hook up somebody else with those tickets tomorrow.
Anything you missed on the morning show, catch up, keep up with a podcast, interview, showbiz news, all that and more right there on the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. Wendy Rush, your next chance to take your family down to Disneyland, going to be at 11:40. Qualify for that grand prize, the stay down there at Disneyland, the happiest place on earth. Again, she'll do that at 11:40. She'll keep you company throughout the entire workday, so do have a great day. Be careful, be safe, be kind to each other. And we are back tomorrow morning, bright and early at 5 a.m.
You've been listening to the KKLZ Morning Show.
You guys have a great day. I love listening to your show.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
You guys sound amazing. Thank you so much for getting up so early and coming and doing this today.